Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
All right, it's election season. Iowa has happened, and first out of the gates is Donald T. Trump, which was what was expected. Of course, now we get all the media pundits saying the election's over. Trump is the guaranteed nominee for the Republican Party. I do agree the path for the other Republican nominees seems highly doubtful. However, we seem to live in a different time where there's not much that can be predicted reliably anymore when it comes to politics, especially when it comes to the establishment's willingness to go after Donald Trump in order to destroy him by any means possible. However, there's a long campaign ahead, and although there's no clear second-place runner up to Donald Trump, yet eventually there will be. That should happen soon. And when that happens, we can get a clear picture of what the two choices we might have before it comes our turn to vote here in California. Will it be Nikki Haley or Ron DeSantis? It's definitely an amazing time to watch what's going on, especially in the context of our broader history. We certainly seem to be making history in this election. When the front runner of a major political party has been impeached twice during their presidency, and indicted multiple times and sued after his presidency, but is still winning during the primary election. Simply unprecedented. The reason for Donald Trump's success is because he represents the anti-establishment as a candidate. He's the most censored political candidate and the only candidate to be kicked off some social media sites. So for the anti-establishment voting crowd, there is no one else who qualifies for that prestigious title. I could vote for DeSantis. I could vote for Vivek. However, Vivek is already gone and DeSantis has no chance to win. And Nikki Haley is the biggest establishment candidate there is. If the rest of the country goes like Iowa, even if you add up Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley's votes, it doesn't add up to beating Donald Trump. With Vivek endorsing Trump, Donald Trump now has essentially consolidated the America First anti-establishment wing of the Republican Party. So the real question is, what's next? What will the Democrats do to beat Donald Trump? Is it really to do a rerun of 2020? Are they really going to run Joe Biden, Donald Trump 2.0? It's hard to say what happens, but if that's the case, I think Donald Trump will win. Do we really want 4 more years of Joe Biden? Is that really even what the Democrats want? Is that even really in the Democrats' playbook? I doubt it. They must have another candidate in the wings. Whatever the case is, buckle up for 2024. It's going to be a wild ride. Everyone seems to think so. And I don't usually agree with everyone, but in this case, I do. This has been Community Comment by Blaine O'Shaughnessy.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.